It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
How's Marissa today?
Just dandy.
Just dandy.
Yeah.
Chilled this morning. Just a little chill.
Yeah.
52 degrees right now. Got down to 50 here during the overnight hours early this morning.
August.
Yeah. And when you get that kind of weather swing, too, you usually get a little bit of humidity out there, too. Did you go outside at all last night? Check out the Perseid meteor shower?
No, I forgot all about it. I did laundry instead.
You just missed everything last night.
I know. Stupid laundry.
Stuck in the laundry room. Well, you could just go redneck and just not do laundry.
Well, I don't think you'd like to be around me very much if that were the case.
Not so much, no. Not so much. Yeah, it was kind of neat last night. I wasn't outside for very long. Went outside for maybe 10 minutes or so total. And I was reading a little bit on the NASA website last night about what's the best way to watch the Perseid meteor shower. And you know what they said? In their best scientific way, you know what they said?
Look up at the sky?
Pretty much. They said just lay on your back on the ground and just look up. Just a broad look into the sky, and because there's no rhyme or reason. All of a sudden, you'll see things flipping by, and that was it. I was expecting some big scientific thing about some telescope you needed, or poke a hole in a piece of paper and then do this. Nope, lay on your back.
And don't blink.
In the yard. That's right, don't blink. Just look. That's a lot of education to give that advice right there. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us about WNS Appliance.
Got the front load washer in near new condition. Two-stack washer-dryer combinations. Both work well. Use cooktop. Got one gas and one electric, both in good condition. Three used built-in dishwashers, a couple of used range hoods. Use drying center that you can tumble or air-dry all at the same time with a big reduced price. Four large-capacity side-by-side refrigerators. I got fully guaranteed. We got a 20 cubic foot upright freezer and one used automatic washer. Got lots of new gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright by Amana, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Most sizes in stock from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot for quick delivery or pickup. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes and also do have some room air conditioners left at reduced prices. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that. Lay on your back and look up. Yeah. Those guys are scientists. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit. Today, for some kids, you know what today is? The last day of summer vacation. Wow. Do you remember that feeling when you were a youngster? That was a tough feeling. All that summer ahead of you, and then all of a sudden it boils down to this is the last day of summer vacation. Tomorrow we go back to the routine again. For some schools, that's going to be the case. A few others around the area starting on Thursday. There are a few starting next week, but for the most part, the rest of this week, kids will be heading back to school again. Checking out the website, familyeducation.com. They gave some tips for getting those kids off and running back to school again successfully. And some of them were kind of interesting. I was kind of surprised to read a few of those. But the very first one would be for parents to actually meet the student's teacher. Because entering a classroom full of new faces can be kind of stressful for just about anybody, especially a young child. If they haven't spent a lot of time away from home yet, if they're like a first-timer, kindergarten, first grader, moving into a new school district, those types of things, most schools will have an open house to give you a chance to stop in and meet the teacher together. So you want to make sure you attend those kinds of things, but that way a child will at least see one familiar face on the first day of school. But if a child is younger, you want to maybe try to arrange some opportunities with some other children that will be in the classroom in the fall, too, and that way they'll be excited to see their friends on the first day of school, and that way they forget all about being nervous. One of the things they suggest is to tour the school, and it says especially the bathroom. That one kind of caught me by surprise. It's bathroom. Pretty much looks like any other bathroom you've been to. Can't imagine there are a whole lot of differences, right? Well, they suggest you do that because they say the little ones will feel a lot more comfortable if they know their way around the classroom. And when you go to meet the teacher, you want to make sure to give your child the lay of the land, so to speak. So if the school happens to be new to the child, then you want to point out things like where the bathroom is. Because, you know, when nature calls, you don't have time to find a map. And GPS really isn't an option for those kinds of things. So although it might be soon, you never know. So you want to review those kinds of things with your child to make sure they know exactly the route and how to get there. This would help maybe avoid any embarrassing accidents with especially young children. Other important areas to point out, they suggest, would be things like the nurse's station and the school office. I don't know. Our experience was the school office isn't really that's not a route you want to get used to. Don't think you want to spend a lot of time there. We didn't. In fact, the worst place to be was in the hallway. Did you guys get that when you were in grade school? Did they just set you in the hall? When you were bad, they just tell us to take our desk and slide it out in the hallway, and you sit out in the hallway. And we thought, what's the purpose of that?
I sat in the corner.
You sat in the corner. Did you have that little dunce cap on? You know, when we were little kids, they'd this slide your desk outside, you sit out in the hallway. We could never figure out what the purpose of that was. Well, it was essentially sending us to the principal's office, because eventually the principal would walk by. And it's pretty easy to pick out the troublemakers. Now, when I say that, what I'm saying is I watched a lot of kids have to slide their desks out into the hallway. I have no idea what that was like. None whatsoever. But then the principal would wander by and see those people, the young kids in the hallway at their desks. And then the conversation would begin. Why are you out here? What did you do? Let's talk about that.
For someone who never experienced that, you sure sound like you have a good recall of what that conversation was like.
A few of my friends filled me in on all that stuff. Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have a clue. No clue whatsoever. Yeah, the old slide the desk out into the hallway thing. Well, anyway, they want to point out those kinds of things, the office and stuff like that, because they say chances are your kids probably won't be wandering around the school alone so much, but if they do find themselves separated from the classroom, at least they know where to go that way. Also, some of the things that they mention on here are things that you maybe could have been doing ahead of time, like, you know, some summer learning. Sometimes there's that little bit of a brain drain where they turn the brain off in the summertime and decide, I don't want to learn or read or do anything. I don't want to absorb at all. I just want to have fun. But sometimes you can do little grade-specific activities that are kind of learning things, and sometimes the kids don't even realize that they're actually learning at that particular time, but to kind of get them back in gear for that again. One of the other tips they have is to make a kid-friendly lunch. Does anybody even make their lunch anymore? Does everybody just depend on those lunches you get at school? We never did that. I never had, well, they were called hot lunch back when I was in school. We had hot lunch and cold lunch. You either brought a sack lunch or you ate hot lunch. That was it. And the majority of folks brought the sack lunches because they were way better than the stuff they were feeding us at school. I haven't eaten at school in a very, very long time. I have no idea what it's like now. But I can imagine with all the government restrictions on, you know, Big Brother telling us how and what we should eat. Blech. Tofu for lunch, kids. But they say that, you know, you want to maybe give your kids a cool way to carry lunch at the same time. Maybe some reusable lunch containers instead of just throwing out the bags every day and stuff. But, you know, make sure the containers are easy for little hands to open. And make sure you pack your child's lunches with all their favorite foods, but nutritious stuff as well, because they need energy, need to be ready to learn. So all those kinds of things you can do if you actually still do pack a lunch for the kids. Just not sure how frequent that is anymore. One of the things to do, start your school schedule early. It's kind of late at this particular time, but you still have a day or two to adjust from that lazy summer schedule to the hectic fall schedule. I think that was the biggest shocker for us with school was, you know, the schedule thing. All of a sudden you have to be someplace at a certain time, as opposed to, you know, we'll meet at 10 o'clock at the Ball Diamond over there. That was pretty casual, but the schedule thing was a little bit tough. All of a sudden, you're having to run to get everywhere, especially when you have to change classrooms all the time. Run, literally, to get from one place to another. You know, another thing you can do beforehand, too, and maybe the day before school starts, too, is to riding the bus sometimes can be a scary experience for a small child. The bus driver is a stranger. Some kids are too small to see out the windows when they're sitting in the seats. Makes it hard for them to know if they're at the right stop. They can't really see anything out there. So yeah, it's pretty easy to see why the bus can be a kind of a nerve-wracking part of a new school year, and for some kids, maybe the toughest part. So one of the things they suggest is maybe to drive that bus route with your child a few times before their first bus ride, especially if it's a small child, so you can point out some landmarks, kind of time out how long the ride will take, and maybe help the child count the stops to and from school. It's maybe helpful to write down your child's bus number in the notebook in the event they might get confused and maybe don't remember it themselves. So all those kinds of things. They talk about getting involved in after-school activities, finding an after-school hobby that your child enjoys, giving them something to look forward to and make them excited to head back to the classroom. And you can do all kinds of after-school activities as well, whether it be organized or maybe not quite so organized, whether it be sports or music or different types of things, things where they're around other children. Think about, and that was important when we were young too, but think about how important it is today. So many kids don't even have an opportunity to meet other kids outside of school because they spend their entire day staring at a computer screen. You don't meet anybody of real value staring at a computer screen. It's, you know, you need that face-to-face social contact. Some kids just don't get that very much. So getting involved in after-school activities gives them a chance outside of the structured school time to really kind of get to know some other people a little bit better than you do just sitting next to them in class. But remember not to overschedule children. They need time to relax and re-energize after a long day of school, so you want to get them involved in something that they enjoy. Kind of a stress reliever, too, a little bit, to blow off some steam. Also, dinner time is important, especially with young children. You want to ask the child if they have any jitters or worries about the first day of school and how you can help them out. Talk about the day, you know, especially after school is over. Be involved. Be engaged. Children need their parents to help them make a smooth transition. So if they want to talk to you about it, or maybe if it's really young children and they want you to walk them to school or walk them to the classroom, why not? Makes them feel comfortable, then get it out of the way. And another way to do that is get involved with your child's school as well. A good way to support children in school is to actually get involved, to volunteer to help out maybe in the classroom or with the local parent-teacher group. If a child is struggling a little bit or having a hard time with a particular classmate, then you kind of be involved in the inner circle there and have an idea how to remedy the situation, and also can help to relate to your child's teacher and work together if there are any special needs issues that come along as well. And this is this other one about first day I kind of found interesting too. They say that maybe you should think about buying a first day outfit. Is that a girl thing?
It's not just a girl thing. Everybody likes to look nice on the first day of school.
Have you been in school lately? Nobody looks nice anymore.
Oh, I always did. My mom always took me shopping, and I'd get like a whole bunch of new outfits.
I don't know. Have you been in a public school lately? They all look like they just grabbed whatever was on top of the pile in the hamper.
Kids just don't understand anymore, I guess.
No, I don't think so. But new clothes can get any young fashionista excited for a big day, though. You know, buy your child maybe a special first day of school outfit. Get them started on the right foot. They feel good, feel confident walking through the door. If you look like you're a winner, by golly, you'll be a winner, right? That's how it goes. Did you do all that stuff when you were in school?
What stuff?
What stuff? What stuff? I just went because they made me. Kendall, tell us more about W&S Appliance.
Got lots of refrigerators. Got over 75 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Got lots of dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. Washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity in top load and front load. Got some models with a 5-cubic-foot tub, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. We also have stack units for those of you with limited space. We sell Speed Queen washers and dryers. They're made in the USA. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. So stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, hope the first day of school goes well for, well, not just your child, but you, too. It can be stressful for adults sometimes as well. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.